Your heart beats 4,800 times per hour. That's a whopping 115,200 times per day. Feel it right now in your chest, pumping. It will pump nearly 2,000 gallons of blood daily. The theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 7 is having a happy and healthy heart. A heart filled with more than blood, but filled abundantly with the glory, the hope, and the love of God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can become aware of your heart and the trust and faith and hope that your heart brings you for God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Proverbs chapter 15. Respond, Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. A heart full of joy and goodness makes a cheerful face, but when a heart is full of sadness, the spirit is crushed. Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. The mind of the intelligent and discerning seeks knowledge and eagerly inquires after it, but the mouth of the stubborn fool feeds on foolishness. Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a glad heart has a continual feast regardless of the circumstances. Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. Better is a little with the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. This time in Christian meditation aims to deepen your union with Christ. So spend a few moments now in silent contemplation as the Holy Spirit strengthens your heart. Let the silence continue as you deliberately focus on your breathing and the beating of your heart and all that God has given you. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Do you feel the repetition and the rhythm of both your breathing and the beating of your heart? Can you identify your heartbeat and your breathing? Without effort, try and align and synchronize your breathing with the beating of your heart as you breathe the very breath of God. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. With each deep belly breath you take, be mindful of your breathing and how your heart feels. Just rest here a bit longer, breathing peacefully, Lord God, give me a happy and healthy heart. Continue in silence as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit, continuing to shape and transform your heart for God. Become more aware of how your heart feels. Is it glad or sad? Is it joyful or sorrowful? Is it cheerful or maybe a bit blue? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and I give you that permission. But return then to your breathing and the beating of your heart and the care of Christ. Now still in silence, listen to the first of three readings and listen for how the words impact you. Contemplate on Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 in the Amplified Version. A happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. What did you hear? What about the passage did the Holy Spirit want you to hear? After pausing a bit longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around the passage? How a happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Rest there longer in divine contemplation. Now listen to a second, similar passage from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good, encouraging word makes it glad. What of God did you become more aware of in that reading? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of your heart. Does any part of it feel heavy, dark, or burdened? Well, see it as the Spirit transforms your heart to be light, bright, and free. Just take a moment now to contemplate that transformation. listen to a third similar passage from Romans chapter 5, verses 2 and 5. Christ has also introduced us to God's undeserved kindness on which we take our stand. So we are happy as we look forward to sharing in the glory of God. But that's not all. We gladly suffer because we know that suffering helps us to endure, and endurance builds character, which gives us a hope that will never disappoint us. All of this happens because God has given us the Holy Spirit, who fills our hearts with His love. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, continue from a moment ago as you experience the Spirit lighten your heart. Slow its frantic beating. Smooth the pounding as you accept the gift of God's kindness, happiness, glory, hope, and love being poured into your heart. As you reflect it in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Is there some anxiety you're facing that weighs down your heart? Something of your own doing or someone else's? In your mind's eye, face it and accept the truth of God's love displacing it as you feel the anxiety being replaced by His glory, hope, and love. So take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths from a healthy, happy heart filled with glory, hope, and love. And let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or dusk. Lord God, give me that healthy, happy heart. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Happy, healthy, and heart. And let me pray now too, that you have the strength and discernment to reject your anxious heart that weighs you down, and instead seek the happy heart from God that heals. God's healing that displaces your anxious heart with one filled with glory, hope, and love. May the Lord now bless you, favor you, and cover you with His shield. May He direct your steps and bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work and dwell in the house of the Lord forever with Christ. Amen. So in the days or moments ahead, you will likely feel a quickened heart, a pulse running faster as you face an anxious moment. But consider then the blood pulsing through your heart as a reminder of God filling it with glory, hope, and love. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to fill the heart of a friend or a stranger. A kind gesture, a caring word. Contemplate how God might fill the heart of another through you. And when you're ready, whether at the day spring or nightfall, expect to face some anxiety, but then rest in stillness. In stillness is a pounding heart. But feel the pounding of your heart filled with glory, hope, and love, for it's there you will encounter God.